Daily Minutes 18, nee, Daily Minutes Podcast, 18 april 2020. Dit is het bulletin van zaterdag. Daily Minutes Podcast, 18 april 2020. Dit is het bulletin van zaterdag. Vandaag is mijn bijdrage opnieuw kort. We hebben de TX Factor versie van het RCB nieuws. En daarna Onno met zijn column Foundations of Amateur Radio. En er is korte tijd, er is kort data. Kort, niet lang. Kort, denk ik. Maar je weet het nooit.
Hello, this is Bob McCready, G0FGX, with the TX Talk podcast of the GB2 RS News from the Radio Society of Great Britain for Sunday the 19th of April 2020. The news headlines, get on the air, to care, cast your RSGB election vote, and SOS Radio Week to go ahead. The Radio Society of Great Britain, working in partnership with the NHS, has launched a campaign called Get on the Air to Care to support the emotional health and well-being of 75,000 licensed UK radio amateurs, just some of the 3 million worldwide. It's linked with World Amateur Radio Day, which was on Saturday the 18th of April, which also celebrates this innovative global community. Steve Thomas, Mike One, Alpha Charlie Bravo, the General Manager of the RSGB, explains, please help to increase amateur radio activity through club and repeat to group nets, chatting with your friends, or just by calling CQ. If you'd like to show your support for the NHS at the same time, Ofcom is happy for radio amateurs to add stroke NHS to the end of their call signs. Golf Bravo 1 NHS, the UK's National Health Service radio communication station, will be on the air as part of this campaign, so do listen out for it. And the Society's new Get on the Air to Care webpage includes the launch video, so go now to rsgb.org/GOTA2C. That's rsgb.org/GOTA2C. Go to 2C and take a look. Are you an RSGB member? Have you used your vote yet? Don't forget that voting for the RSGB elections is still open, although it closes at 9 a.m. on Thursday the 23rd of April. This is your opportunity to choose who you want to be part of the RSGB board and help lead the society over the next few years. These special web pages at rsgb.org/AGM have details of the calling notice, resolutions, candidate statements and information about how to vote. The voting results and trophy winners will be announced on the RSGB website on the 25th of April when the AGM was due to be held. SOS Radio Week will go ahead with all participants able to operate from home using either a special event call sign issued by Ofcom, a club call sign, or an individual's own personal call sign. The event starts at 0000 UTC on the 1st of May and concludes at 2359 UTC on the 31st of May. During that period, participants should make as many contacts as possible with stations at home and around the world. For further details and to register, you go to sosradioweek.org.uk, sosradioweek, or one word, .org.uk. In many areas of the UK, all the HF amateur bands up to and including 20 metres are being blighted by interference from VDSL. This is the most widespread means of providing residential broadband internet services in the UK. Ofcom, which is responsible for investigating radio interference, says that it receives on average only 6 complaints per year on the topic and won't take any significant action. The RSGB president has written a letter in the May edition of Radcom asking every radio amateur who suffers from VDSL interference to submit a complaint to Ofcom so that we can demonstrate the size of the problem. Please read the full Radcom feature and then look at the Society's special webpage, which outlines the process for reporting VDSL interference and offers you guidance and software to help you. It's at rsgb.org/VDSL-reporting. rsgb.org/VDSL-reporting. CQ Serenade is a weekly programme for Northern European radio amateurs transmitted in the shortwave AM broadcast bands. From the UK, it's recommended to listen on 6160 kHz during the daytime and 3975 kHz at night. The weekly English language amateur radio programme has a new summer schedule, and the programme is transmitted at the times that you'll find listed at tinyurl.com/cq-serenade. tinyurl.com/cq-serenade. And the CQ, by the way, are in capital letters, as is the S in serenade. If you want to get your story or information on the air there, then you can send your submissions to studio@shortwaveradio.de. So that's studio@shortwaveradio.de. ARIISS has postponed school and group contacts in the USA, as well as in South Africa and Romania. At least one contact in the UK has been cancelled altogether. In the short term, ARIS mentors will work with each school or organisation in the amateur radio contact queue to determine the way forward. It would rely on local government COVID-19 policy for guidance in deciding whether to cancel or postpone a contact, or to modify the contact schedule. Several initiatives are in the works over the longer term to transform how they interact with students and host educational institutions in light of COVID-19 by engaging virtually with students and educational institutions. ARIS is also planning several slow scan television sessions during which images from the ISS would be transmitted to at-home students. Some sad news now, and Mark Lichman, Golf Zero Tango Oscar Charlie, passed away on the 29th of March. He had been in poor health for several months and was a well-known RSGB volunteer who had supported the society for a number of years. Our thoughts are with his family and friends. Bob King, Golf 3 Alpha Sierra Echo, also became a silent key. In 1941, Bob was recruited as a voluntary interceptor at the age of just 16, followed by 4.5 years in the Radio Security Service stationed at Box 24. Arkley View, Barnet. There he examined logs from our intercept stations to determine which transmissions were German Abwehr and thus wanted. His work amongst the surviving VLs is legendary, including the annual reunions at Bletchley Park. Condolences to his family at this difficult time. Another silent key, Henry Pinchin, Golf 3 Victor Papa Echo, was the RSGB regional representative for Region 3 from July 1975 to December 1981. He served on the RSGB Council from January 82 to December 87, and we extend our deepest sympathies to his family. And obituaries for these well-known and admired amateurs appear on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/sk. The RSGB has been adding updates to the Sharing Ideas section of its Coronavirus Updates page, which you can find at rsgb.org/coronavirus-updates. There are reports from Denby Dale ARC, Spalding ARC and Norfolk ARC, as well as news of two technical videos on ATV and microwave operations that the Society has added to its website. Find out what others are doing and be inspired, and then email comms@rsgb.org.uk to share how your club is adapting to the current challenges. Special event news now, and Peter Golf 4 X-Ray Echo X-Ray is going to be active as Golf Bravo 4 Sierra Alpha Hotel, standing for Stay at Home, until the 30th of April to help amateurs pass the time during the lockdown. Ewan Mike Zero Victor India Kilo is active as Golf Bravo 1 Charlie Oscar Romeo. That's from his home QTH in the Shetland Islands, Echo Uniform 012, until the end of April, in recognition and support for the health professionals and essential key workers during the coronavirus emergency. QSL cards will not be available for this special call sign. 10 Oscar Hotel 0 to Oscar Hotel 9 special call signs with the suffix PYSYKOTONA, which is quite a long suffix, which is Finnish for stay at home, are active until the 3rd of July. They're to raise awareness for social distancing and remaining at home during the COVID-19 pandemic. QSL for that via Logbook of the World EQSL or via Oscar Hotel 3 Alpha Charlie. The RAF Amateur Radio Society will be activating the special event call sign Golf Bravo 75 Victor Echo Delta from the 1st to the 28th of May, and that is from members' homes. Next up, it's contest news, and due to social distancing and movement precautions around the world, most contest organisers are not accepting entries from multi-operator groups or from portable stations. Please check the rules before taking part in any contest. The first machine-generated modes contest ends its 24-hour run at 1400 UTC Sunday the 19th. Using the 50 and 144 MHz bands, the exchange's signal report and your four-character locator. The YUDX contest ends its 24-hour run at 0659 UTC Sunday the 19th. More information on that one at yudx.yu1srs.com. yudx.org.rs/2020. That's quite a long URL, so I'll give it to you again. yudx.yu1srs.org.rs/2020. On Tuesday, the 1.3 GHz UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday, the 80 metre club championships take place from 1900 to 2030 UTC. Using RTTY and PSK only, the exchange is signal report and serial number. Next weekend, the SPDX RTTY contest will run from 1200 UTC on the 25th to 1200 UTC on the 26th. Using the 3.5 to 28 MHz contest bands, the exchange is signal report and serial number, with SP stations also sending their province code. And next Sunday, the 26th, the BARTG Sprint 75 contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC. Using the 3.5 to 28 MHz contest bands, the exchange is your serial number only. And finally, don't forget the RSGB Hope QSO party on weekdays. See rsgbcc.org/hf for further details. rsgbcc.org/hf. And we finish, as always, with the radio propagation report compiled by Golf 0 Kilo Yankee Alpha, Golf 3 Yankee Lima Alpha, and Golf 4 Bravo Alpha Oscar. The report was compiled on Friday, the 17th of April. Last week, we said that we expected the KP index to rise over the weekend due to incoming solar particles from an Earth-facing coronal hole, but we did warn that it was impossible to tell how severe it might be. In the end, it didn't amount to much, as although the stream was travelling at up to 450 kilometres per second, its density was actually quite low, and the KP index topped out at a fairly low 3. The sun remained spotless all week, and the solar flux index remained pegged below 70. The only good news was that we've begun to see signs of the impending sporadic east season, with 1 or 2 days showing short skip openings on 10 metres into Germany and Spain, and a probable F2 layer or multi-hop sporadic E opening into Paraguay and Brazil on Thursday. We expect these to increase as we head towards May, so do keep an eye on 28 MHz. The FT8 frequency of 28.074 will likely be the first to show signs of activity, but don't rule out the CW and SSB parts of the band either. Next week, NOAA has the solar flux index at or about 68 to 70. Conditions should remain settled until the 26th, when the KP index is predicted to rise to 4 due to the return of a solar coronal hole. PropQuest.co.uk shows that the daytime critical frequency, FOF2, is often exceeding 4 MHz, so 80 metres and perhaps 60 metres are still best for inter-UK contacts. 20 metres still remains the optimum DX band during daylight, with occasional openings on 17, even 15 metres at times. 10 metre propagation, when it occurs, is still likely to be via short skip sporadic E, with very rare F2 openings bringing DX. Now, the VHF and up-propagation news, and as high pressure tends to favour cooler areas at this time of year, it's common to find highs over Scandinavia. Conversely, as the continent slowly warms, there is a tendency for low pressure to form, say, over France or Biscay, and that's pretty much the typical pattern we find through this coming week. What this means for propagation is that the southern half of the country starts with showery rain or thunderstorms and the prospect of some rain scatter. The rain scatter option appears to last until about Tuesday. Northern areas nearer the high over Shetland and Norway could see some tropo. This is because another typical feature of spring is that the North Sea is often covered by a layer of misty low cloud, and that makes good conditions for tropo. So look for paths along the east coast from East Anglia to northeast Scotland, or across the North Sea to Denmark and Germany. Most areas see some tropo benefit in the second half of the week. We're also rapidly heading towards May, the nominal start of the sporadic E season. The position of the jet stream's upper air patterns suggests that paths towards Spain and Portugal are more favoured, especially at first, with second option of paths towards Scandinavia. Wednesday sees the peak of the ongoing Lyrids meteor showers, so look out for increased meteor scatter activity. And moon declination goes positive on Tuesday, with apogee on Tuesday. EME path losses are at their highest this week. 144 MHz sky noise is low. And that's it from the propagation team for this week. Remember, if you'd like to read a full transcript of this broadcast, you can find the whole script on the RSGB website. Just look under news. And if you want to hear the local news, tune in to the station that provides that service for where you live, or you'll also find a full transcription of all the local news bulletins on the RSGB website. I'm Bob McCready, G0FGX, and this has been the TX Talk podcast of the GB2 RS News from the Radio Society of Great Britain.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. When you start life, you learn early on the difference between being told about an experience and the actual experience. There's a saying that comes to mind. I use it regularly in my day job. In theory, there is no difference between theory and practice, while in practice, there is. I thought I'd do the quote justice to see where it came from. Not from Einstein, who was 3 years old at the time it was coined, and neither Yogi Berra or Richard Feynman had been born. Quote Investigator puts it in the Yale Literary Magazine of February 1882 and attributes it to Benjamin Brewster, but I digress. A little while ago, the regulator in Australia altered the rules of engagement in relation to amateur radio for people holding the license that I do. All Australian amateurs are now permitted to transmit digital modes. Not that this should have been any impediment to the exploration of the receive side, but I had a few other things on my plate to try. Still do. Over the weekend, I sat in my driveway with my radio and had the urge to see if I could actually do some PSK31, a digital mode that had a low entry barrier, since there were defined frequencies and I could use a decoder on my phone. So, I set about doing just that. I had already programmed in the various frequencies into my radio the week before. I hadn't actually heard any signals, but that didn't deter me. I set about getting myself set up for what I'm calling a driveway hack. Picture this. A folding table with my radio. A stool next to it with me on it. The radio connected to an antenna, a vertical, that was attached to a neighbour's roof with a magnetic mount. And my phone running Droid PSK. I was tuned to the 10-meter PSK frequency, had the volume turned up, holding my phone next to the speaker, watching the waterfall. Nothing. I called up a mate who had this all working, and we set about troubleshooting my setup. He made some transmissions. Nothing. I listened to the 10-meter beacon, loud and clear. He made some more transmissions. Still nothing. Then we realized, while I was switching back and forth between the beacon and the PSK frequency, that his radio was set up for a different standard PSK frequency. Gotta love standards, there's one for every occasion. Changed my frequency, and for the first time I could actually see stuff in the waterfall display on my phone. If you've never seen a waterfall display, it's a tool that helps visualize the signal strength of a chunk of spectrum over time. It's pretty nifty, and a waterfall displays a lot of information. Starting with colour, the idea is that a colour represents a particular signal strength. Red for full signal, yellow for half, blue for the lowest detected signal, and black for no signal. Fill in the gaps with the colours of the rainbow. If you represent a line made of dots with the start of the line at, say, 0 Hz, and the end of the line at, say, 3 kHz, you could split the line into 300 dots, and each dot could be coloured to represent the average signal strength for a little 10 Hz slice of spectrum. If you wait a second, move the line you drew down, and then measure again, you'd end up with two lines, the line from now, at the top, the line from a second ago, below it. If you do this every second, you'll end up with lines flowing off the bottom of the screen. The oldest lines at the bottom, and the newest ones at the top. That is a waterfall display. Over time, you'll start to recognize what a particular signal looks like on the waterfall, and there are even modes where you can draw on the waterfall, but I'll leave that for another day. As I said, I could now finally see signals on my waterfall display. I'm not going to dig too deep here because there's much confusion in the language surrounding all this, and I intend to get the names straight in my mind before I express them here. But after figuring out that you have to tell Droid PSK which signal you want to decode, I finally managed to decode the transmission from my friend. After putting on some headphones and realizing that the clicks I was hearing from my phone were actually artifacts from the speaker, I also managed to transmit a CQ signal which my friend decoded. He then acknowledged my call sign in his next transmission. So, I now have two screenshots, his and mine, showing that we both saw each other using 10-meter PSK-31. There wasn't a signal strength exchange, mainly because I've yet to figure out how to determine that and where it's visible, but for all the things that matter, I managed a contact with PSK-31. Thanks to Randall, Victor Kilo 6, Whiskey Romeo. Very exciting. Since then, I've started experimenting with decoding WebSDR, that's HF signals coming in via the internet, and being decoded on my computer from the web audio. I'm still working on that, but there is so much to learn and play with, and a transmitter isn't yet needed to have fun. I should mention that you can also decode satellite signals like this. Digital modes, just when you thought that the rabbit hole couldn't get any deeper. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
I'm Peter John in English Media. Title music is by Croatian artist Blasko and is published under Creative Commons. You can find this podcast on dmpodcast.net, DM is for Daily Minutes, and on several other platforms. De internetfaciliteiten en studio hardware voor Daily Minutes worden gesponsord door 70MHzShop.nl, 70MHzShop.nl.
Daily Minutes Podcast. Whoever hears this is crazy.
En microfoon naar retour.
Ik heb laatst een dipmeter gekocht.
Wat is dat, een dipmeter?
Dat weet ik ook niet, maar er zei iemand op de repeater dat die apparaten heel erg handig waren en dat je er vroeger zelfs niet zonder kon.
Een dipmeter. Wat zou dat kunnen zijn?
Ja, als het nou een dipsausmeter geweest zou zijn, dan had ik het wel geweten.
Het gaat er natuurlijk niet alleen om wat die meter is, maar ook wat je ermee kunt doen. Ik weet wel wat een meter is, maar wat is nou een dip? Ik bedoel, elektronisch gesproken dan.
Ik weet het trouwens al. Het is om te testen of je dipswitches goed staan.